Certain matters, we are not there because devotees the mind. So Satan from Shiva, Shiva falls. Lecture, he said, you don't have to be something very big externally. You are an ant in your capacity. You don't need to become an elephant. But what you need is, you need to think of Krishna. You need to be Krishna conscious in order to be a devotee. So with my little, you could say, a lecture series, which started in a minute or so, I want to serve all of you, either those who sit here or who are present with us through the recording of these lectures. I want to serve all of you and give you, hopefully, some good advices from our Shastras that will help you to be present-minded. It will help you to space in. It's a new word in the English language. Up to now you know to space out. Oh, don't space out. But space in. This is a positive injunction. Enter your sacred space. Enter the level of consciousness that you call Krishna consciousness and awareness of Krishna. So let us see. I hope I have attended group people after this with Vesna Harina and Nadia Mani, his wife, who I just saw a minute ago in Birmingham.
We can say it like this.
It's maybe a little bit more than a week ago, for the 24-hour Kirtan festival in Birmingham. This evening we are also expecting Madhava to arrive from Switzerland. Let us see if he makes us into this igloo-shaped temple. Which is really, I can only, when I see this temple, I can only pay my great respect to His Holiness Sri Krishna Maharaj, who founded this temple many years ago. It is a sacred space. When we enter here, we leave the world and we come into the presence of the Lord. It's an architecture which really facilitates our spiritual consciousness by this creating a dome shape, open space, which is wonderful.
Yes.
Jai Jai Radha Madhava, Punya Vihari
Oh,
Thank you. It's really such a relief to come here. I'm always so happy when I can see communities in other parts of the world which seem to be spiritually healthy and very, very, very nice to come here. I've brought something very important for all of you, I hope. Something which will bring happiness to your heart. Something which you might remember and which helps you in your own spiritual life and can empower you to move on in your own practice of kirtan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vivekanande Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachare Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asajadesha Dharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya The subject matter of my presentation is the keys for good kirtan. The first key which I will discuss today is called connect with the holy names of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada was once asked what to do with the mind when we chant, because it is the mind which either makes us present or helps us to be present in what we do, or the mind which also makes us distant from what we do. I think we say in English absent-minded, for someone who's just not there, who's maybe physically participating in an activity, but who is absent because his mind is not connected. So this connection is something which is of primary importance when you do kirtan. You have to be present in the kirtan with all what you have. With your words, with your mind, with your life, with your intelligence, then only you can absorb yourself in the sweetness of the holy name, and then you will feel very, very much pleasure while you chant. The moment when our mind wanders, then where we are becomes a little boring. You do, for instance, exercises and your mind goes, oh, is this boring? I would rather like to read something and so on. Then you cannot have the full benefit of the exercises. Or like most of you do, you are not present when you hear a lecture, but you are absent-minded. I have often seen devotees, this would be an example of absent-minded lecturing I'm now taking. You know, we are in a culture of distraction. It's no problem. We don't even notice it. We do many things at once. I once saw a devotee, many devotees were sitting in the corner when I gave a lecture, and they were writing their emails. They were writing their SMSs, and they were just not present in what they were doing. They were diverted and distracted, like we in our culture all the time. So that must be stopped when you do kirtan. Now I would say we should pass the light around, because it's very irreligious to not pass the light. But let us now take the light with full, you know, not just automatic, like you have. This is the light which is offered from Krishna. It will, to Krishna, could purify the soul. I will now fully, I will stop all other activities and be with it. Hare Krishna. I want to demonstrate something here. I want to show that it's important to focus on what you do. What is it in us which keeps us from giving 100% in whatever it is that we are doing? What is it in us which keeps us from totally focusing and absorbing ourselves? I think each one of us needs to find that out on an individual basis. We all have this anakron in us. I have to look it up in the dictionary what this means. An obstacle, a severe obstacle, which keeps us, or which holds us back, especially we can see that in japa. Some of us, when we do japa, give maybe 1% of their concentration to the japa. When I started this lecture, there was a devotee who was chanting simultaneously japa as he was listening to the lecture. If you do like this, you can go on for thousands of years, Prabhu. There's not much benefit in your spiritual practice. What is that little devil, Hare Krishna, which just keeps us from focusing? It's, Prabhupada describes what it is. It's an impure mind which is attached to so many things. Rapt attention, he says in the first canto, is only possible for someone who is pure in mind. And to be pure in mind is only possible for someone who is pure in action. And to be pure in action is only possible if you are pure in your habits of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is what Prabhupada said. In other words, full focus, 100% commitment is possible for those who are not distracted with impure activities and impure habits. If you don't learn to commit yourself totally to something, if you keep on this culture of impurity in your mind and in your habits, Prabhus, your marriage will suffer. Your at your working place you will suffer. I talk now modern English, modern ISKCON language, huh? And most important, these other things are not so important, but your relationship with the most important person in your life will suffer unbearably. It is this inability to connect which haunts us like a little ghost, and which is also disturbing our kirtan practice and our japa practice. And the causes are, yes, an impure mind. A pure mind can remember Krishna and can engage in kirtan for 24 hours a day, and an impure mind can't do that. It is just too distracted to the various attachments and things which go up and down there, up there. At the same time, my dear devotees, kirtan is the most efficient way to purify the mind. Lord Chaitanya says, Chetodapanamajanam Bhavamahatinivapanam. The mirror of the mind can be most effectively purified from the dust by kirtan. Sankirtan. What is the dust? It's the icha, our desire. I want this, I want this, I want this. This material impurities and attachments which haunt our mind. This goes most effectively by kirtan. I would like to tell you a little bit from the life of Narada Muni. Narada Muni has a very interesting and deep lesson for us, which will help us, I believe, very much to practice this connection in kirtan. You might know that in his past life, Narada Muni was actually a Gandhava, a highly evolved being on the highest planet, and he on the high planets, and he was singing often the glories of Krishna. Very often he did so. Once there was a big, big, big assembly in the court of Lord Brahma. This is the Naradiya Purana. And the devatas, knowing well about his abilities to sing, requested him to sing about the amazing and attractive pastimes of Krishna. It's like when we have an assembly and we will say, "Oh, Amala Harina, son of an illustrious father, you please sing this evening." So Narada Muni was very often called upon to sing when he was a Gandhava, and his name was Upabahana. So once in this huge assembly he was singing the pastimes of Krishna, but as he was singing his listeners became so absorbed in his song that they cried tears of ecstasy. He was singing about the Rasa Leela pastimes of Lord Krishna, and his whole audience was in tears of ecstasy. But then he became so emotionally moved that his voice choked. He didn't have a fisherman friend at that time. It was a different type of choking than the choking which a fisherman friend can help. You know, this is the secret of all Kirtan singers, when their voices go out. That, "Can you give me a fisherman friend, Prabhu?" Yes. But he was so emotionally stirred that he just could not continue singing the pastimes. And everyone in the audience felt extremely bereft. They thought, "What is wrong with this Upabahana? And how does he dare to stop his recital?" They became so angry, these devatas, that their anger had to go somewhere. And it accumulated in a mountain of fire. It was just so. Do you say this in English also? Your anger is somehow fiery. No? Your eyes are spitting fire. Do we say this in English? Poetic English. No? "Deine Augen rot vor Feuer, Mann," we say in German language. You know, the anger was just so much that it couldn't be repressed. It had to accumulate in a huge mountain-like flame, like fire. But because Upabahana had sung so nicely, Krishna felt moved and appeared, and as long as he was there, the fire couldn't act upon Upabahana. So then the Lord said, then Upabahana said, "My Lord, don't leave. You leave this mountain of fire," which is the anger of all these devatas, which is directed to my person, that come and consume me. "My Lord, don't leave." But the Lord said, I will leave, but I can tell you, those who chant my holy names will not be, do not suffer. But in your case, it's an exception. You will have to suffer. In 10 years from now, you will be born. No, you will be born on planet Earth. You will be the son of a Shudrani, and when you are 5 years old, your mother will die, and you will go to the forest searching for me, and you will find me there again. And with this, Lord Krishna disappeared. Everything happened like the Lord had foretold, that after 10 years Upabana left his body and was born as a son of a maidservant here on planet Earth. And just like the Lord had foretold, when he was 5 years old, his mother, who was a widow, was bitten by an angry snake and died. So the little boy was now without any shelter. Do you know what happens to a little child when the mother is dying? What is your age?
13.
What is your age?
7.
Would you mind to come here? Would you mind to just rise? Don't worry. Look at this little girl. She is now 7 years. Imagine she is 2 years younger. Maybe her 5 years. You can sit down. What if her mother is no longer with her? What will happen to the girl? What is the future of this girl? That's very difficult to tell. Very tragic. When the little boy found out that his only shelter, he had no father, had left, he understood, now I can only find shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. And he left for the forest. He walked alone through deep jungles, absolutely fearless, because he felt the Lord is always with me, is always present with me. Children sometimes have amazing realizations. And this little boy, although he was so young, was fearless because of understanding Krishna is with me. If you want to be fearless in your life, you have to understand God is always next to me, is closer than my vein here, huh? My neck vein. Children often have these amazing realizations. On Monday, 2 days ago, I gave a lecture in a castle in Germany, and there were children, and I gave first a children lecture because that's what I do with the children, and we have for children lectures, and then for the grown-up. So I said to the children, imagine God would be standing before you, and he would say, you can have anything you want. What would you ask him? Do you know what one little child said? Child said, I would ask God, may I decorate you? Ooh, wonderful. May I decorate you? So Narada Muni had this amazing realization that I don't need to be afraid, because my Lord is always next to me. He's always with me. He then meditated about the Lord, and as a result of his deep absorption, the Lord chose to show himself to Narada Muni. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that at first Narada Muni could smell the sweet fragrance of the Lord. Then he heard the tinkling sound of Krishna's ankle bells. And finally he could see his beautiful head, which was framed by glossy locks of hair. And Narada Muni, when he beheld the beautiful Lord, became so overwhelmed that he just lost sight of himself and the Lord. He, in other words, I think in English we would say he lost it completely. He became overwhelmed with ecstatic emotions. And when he finally could compose himself, he could not perceive the Lord any further. But
I want to read from this.
Narada Muni was determined to be in contact again with the Lord. He jumped up, he sat down, he cried, tried to repeat the process of meditation. According to the Ashtanga Yoga principle, he sat properly, he controlled his breathing and then his mind and so on. But no matter what he did, he couldn't invoke the Lord's presence again. Prabhupada says, there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. So as he became more and more dejected and desperate, however, he heard all of a sudden the Lord speaking to him. O Narada, the Lord spoke, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. And then the Lord said, why he had first appeared and disappeared. He said, I appeared before you just to increase your hankering for me. Is this the situation of many of us? We were maybe sometimes very enthusiastic in our Krishna consciousness, very fired up. And then Krishna chose to disappear, be not as much present. I've seen many young devotees, in order to get the initial strength to separate from their material life, have some feeling of Krishna is very kind to them. That's why they can leave their material entangling situation. They feel Krishna is kinder than a million mothers. Then they go with determination, their spiritual path. So, but then Krishna may disappear a little bit. We may go through a dry phase in our life, a phase where we are full of doubts, a phase where our enthusiasm is very low. We are only in it for the prasadam, that's all. And so on. But Krishna does this to appear and disappear to increase the devotee's hankering. So he did this to Narada Muni. And then Krishna says, to him, you should try to reach me again. You should use your life with eager devotional service. And Narada Muni translates this. He says, I began traveling again, and this time I constantly sang the Lord's name. He says, thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting
And remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are blessing one and all. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. In other words, the means which Narada Muni chooses to become for eager devotional service is to do kirtan. You know everything. This means if you are in the situation that you want to find Krishna in your life, you must do kirtan like Narada Muni. Hare Krishna. By kirtan, the curtain will open again. By kirtan, doing kirtan, you will experience how in your life you are really calling the Lord. It's like this. In the kirtan, the devotee calls out for Krishna, and Krishna is there and comes. Krishna says this in Padma Purana to Narada Muni. Narada Muni asks the Lord, "My Lord, where can I meet you, please?" And he says, "Oh Narada, you can't meet me in Vaikuntha, nor can you find me in the hearts of the mystic yogis. If you want to find me, you must go to the places where my devotees sit in Mad Gayatri and sing my glories in kirtan. There, Narada, I stand." Actually, it is said Krishna doesn't stand in kirtan. He often sits at kirtan. He comes there and he looks, he watches his devotees. An assembly of devotees who does kirtan can attract the Lord. But, you know, this refers to eager chanting, eager devotional service or connected chanting. When you are just chanting mechanically, remember how Prabhupada said, there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. Not mechanical. You can't just hope to just sit down. You must be there. You must connect. You must bring your body. You must bring your voice. You must bring your intelligence. Kayena vacha manasendriyeva budyatmanas vanushriteya svamhava. You must, this is a verse from the 11th chapter where the Lord explains with our words, kayena manasa, with our minds, with our bodies, deha, with our buddhi, our intelligence, with our inclinations, we must do kirtan. We must simply learn to connect. And I believe this is the greatest simple method which can help you to do good kirtan. It really works. You just bring one after the other all which you got into the kirtan, and you don't let it go. I'm always telling the devotees in Europe, don't leave the kirtan mandala. I have this concept from the Ramayana. You remember when Sita and Ram and Lakshman were in the forest, Ravan wanted to kidnap Sita. So there was a situation where Ram and Lakshman left or had to leave Sita momentarily, but before leaving, Lakshman drew a circle around Mata Sita and said, as long as you are in this circle, Ravan cannot get you, he cannot kidnap you. It's called the Lakshman Rekha, the circle of Lakshman. So that in Kirtan there is a Kirtan Mandala. Mandala means a mandala, I think you know, it's a diagram of a quadrangular diagram, like a yantra, or it can also be a circle. As long as you stay in the circle of the Kirtan and you don't allow your mind to wander, you don't allow your intelligence to wander, you don't allow your body to wander, you stay fully connected, in other words, then Maya, the material energy, cannot get you. You are absolutely safe. But if you just sit with your body in the Kirtan Mandala and your mind is with the latest movie of Brad Pitt, the American actor I heard, and so on, then it will be very difficult for you to connect really with what you're doing. So this is the first key that I want to, at the end, let me see, it's here, make a little exercise with you by which I will try to inspire you to connect more. Hare Krishna. Have you meditated sometimes in your life? You do this? Some of you? Yeah? Would you like to try? Yeah. Good. Oh!
Run a little orchestra for you.
I will request one of you to be the one who takes care of the needs of the devotees, because we live in a culture of constant distraction. There might be someone who needs a glass of water and is restless, who can just look around it, and if someone comes in and they don't talk loudly or do things, who could do this? Aditi Narayan, yes? So you just look that the room is peaceful, that everyone is peaceful. It might be good, Prabhuji, you are, maybe we can offer you a chair. Would that help? I think sitting is a... Would you like to sit with me or not? That's maybe not. Chair, we have a chair for Prabhuji. Yes, a free chair, Prabhuji. Did you please sit? No, it is more comfortable. No need? No. Okay. So I would like you to sit straight. And just listen to me. There will be a Kirtan meditation, which we do. In this world, there are many, many things which divert us from our relationship with Krishna. When I speak of our relationship with
Krishna, I'm thinking of the verse Mamayamak Sojivaloki Jiva Bhutasanatama Tama. All these souls in this world are my eternal part and parcels. The Lord speaks like this. Instead, we build up relationships with so many people and things in this world, friends, relationships in our working place, relationship at home with our spouse, relationship with friends and so on. But ultimately, my dear devotees, all these relationships will vanish like the smoke of an incense stick which vanishes into thin air. There's only one eternal relationship, and that is between the soul and Krishna. The relationships which we have in this world are at best lifelong, or in rare cases, two lives or three lives people meet, but not for eternal times. And this little Kirtan meditation, which I request you to do, and hope to guide you to connect yourself totally into the chanting. Is it comfortable now? Look straight. Fix your gaze maybe a meter before you. Don't look further. And relax your eyes. Take a deep breath. Breathe out, breathe in and out. Whenever you breathe out, relax a little bit more. Breathe in and out. Try to relax a little bit more. Then you're ready. Close your eyes. Let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. Your relationship with what is going on in your life right now, let it slip away. Your relationship with your relatives, for a moment, let them go. Job, important responsibilities. Maybe your boredom with life, future desires. All gone. Imagine you are alone. Alone at a safe place like a forest. Or right here in the temple. You're sitting with many people, but you're now for yourself. Become aware that in your truest being, you're really an eternal spiritual soul. An eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship. And instead have been wandering the cycle of birth and death, identifying with one material body after another, lifetime after lifetime. But then your fortune has turned. You finally met a pure soul, or you came in contact with his teachings, Srila Prabhupada, huh? And you learned about your real identity as a pure spiritual soul, a resident of the spiritual kingdom. You learn that you are separate from the gross and subtle body. You have been inspired to take up the path of eternal loving service to their lordships Radha and Krishna. You are only there for Radha and Krishna, no one else. We will sing soon a kirtan, a connected kirtan. There are five powerful affirmations from Sanat Kumar Samhita which I will read to you before. This helps you to get into the mood. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Everything is for your sake. Everything is for your enjoyment. Nothing is meant for my enjoyment.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Om Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare to consciously drive the brain by bringing your voice to the kirtan, trying to bring your mind to the kirtan by listening to the entire mantra as you sing it and the other devotees sing it. And please bring your heart also to the kirtan by simply thinking of your relationship with Krishna. Please accept me and engage in your service. Please sing now. Thank you.
To see what do we have in order to connect with Krishna. And it is basically our sadhana sharira, our vehicle for spiritual practice. That's a different name for the body and the mind. The body and the mind are perfect instruments for spiritual practices. So in Kirtan, we connect these with our body. We sing loudly. With our mind, we concentrate. You know, once Narayana Muni went to a great saint, Uluka. Krishna had told him that Uluka would teach him how to do real Kirtan. And because Narayana Muni wanted to sing Kirtan in such a way that Krishna would be pleased, he took singing instructions. And the first thing he learned from Uluka is that Kirtan must be sung with a loud voice. Should not be chanted shyly. And Uluka said, when you eat and when you do business, you cannot be shy. In the same way as you cannot be shy when you eat. Today I ate Aditi Narayan, I ate everything which was in the house and more, because I was so hungry. I thought, let's not be shy. This is an instruction from the Linga Purana. In Kirtan also, similarly, you should not be shy. He says, actually, but I don't want to say this in a monk context. He gives another example where we shouldn't be shy, but it does not apply to us. So in Kirtan, we should not be shy, just like we are not shy in eating and doing business activities. And in order to concentrate the mind, he says, when we do Kirtan, we should not stare at the bodies of other people. Think about this instruction. You should not think, oh, who has just come into the door? How is the hair of this person? Is it very short? Is it a little bit less short? And so on. No, we should not stare at other people, because when we stare at other people, when we do Kirtan, our attention wanders to where we look. It's very important to focus our mind. But the most important really is that you should think about
the relationship with Krishna. This is what you should connect your heart with Krishna. This is the first very important key. It's a very simple key, but it's extremely, extremely effective. If you forget everything you learned in this lecture, no problem. Please remember one word, connect. This is the first key, kirtan. Can enter full connection using your body, your mind, and your voice, and most important, your heart. I always, when I do kirtan, as you have noticed, my voice is a little bit better than that of a frog, but very bad still. No problem, I say to myself, I will not be a Mala Arjuna in this lifetime, a Madhavala or Bibi Govinda Maharaj. No, I will be a simple frog from Germany. But no problem, I can bring to the kirtan full connection. And that is also something which is accepted. It's not that we all have to have musical skills, but full connection. That is very, very important. Very important element that everyone can do. And I check myself, okay? Am I singing loud? Is my sound there? But then I think to myself, where's my mind? Do I still think of the thousand little things I need to do in my service? Or am I now with the kirtan? Then I think, wow, do I really sing for Krishna? Do I really think of the person whose name I all the time sing? And then I come into the kirtan mandala, the kirtan circle, and then one never wants to leave it. One just wants to stay, even when prasada is late, the sun gets later. Now I'm drinking the holy names. I'm a little busy at the moment. So, Krishna. Thank you very much. I hope it was not too disconnected. I'm still a little somewhere. My mind is over the Atlantic Ocean. Has not yet arrived in America. Maybe tomorrow. Oh. But I'm trying to make something practical, something which you can immediately work with. And once again, if you forget everything, just take one word with you. Connect starts with. See, like Chaitanya is very easy to remember, but it really makes a world of a difference. Hare Krishna.
Finish. Take some questions.
Questions? Should we take some questions? Yes, some. Yes, I see. Anshu, then I see this Udi. Yes. We will supply a microphone for you. So.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Welcome to America. Thank you for this beautiful lecture. It was very remarkable in the story of Narada Muni in his previous life. He was singing the glories of Radha and Krishna. And we hear the Bhagavatam, Srimatam Svapata Krishna, that by hearing the Bhagavatam, the heart gets purified. But instead, they became very furious. So how are we to understand this? That here is a Bhava Bhakta who is choking with ecstasy. And the Devatas are hearing this lila and become, and the result was they became angry when he stopped. How do we understand? And how could we, perhaps maybe in our own life, we are hearing the kirtan of very elevated souls, but we're not getting the result we're looking for.
Yes, it was a little bit with the anger of the devatas. What was not, they were not on the same level as Upabahana, that was his name. They were just angry that the performance had stopped. I remember once I was preaching in a festival, music festival. And in the midst of the festival, there was this famous group. I can't remember these names any longer, but it's super famous. I was informed from America, something. I mean, they believe some group like, yeah, but I don't remember, some very famous group, and then the electricity stopped, and the group could not perform. And the whole audience was so angry. They threw things at the stage, and you know, like that they felt. The devotees felt that this is now we are hearing this. He was singing musically very, very good. It was just super music, you know, when Rupa Bhan was singing, he was the best, you know, singer. And they were just angry that the performance stopped, you know. Maybe they had traveled from far and now this. And he should, you know, somehow kick himself in the behind and get it together, you know, like this, without thinking. It was not that, oh, he is a great devotee, he is an ecstasy. They had no understanding of this part. Simple cause. And Krishna there said, don't worry, those who do, this anger will not be able to devour you, kill you, but you will, something else will happen with you. You will be born again in a Sudrani form, then you will see me briefly, and then you will lose my vision, and then you will become eager to meet me again. I think the reason why we sometimes are interrupting our kirtan is because it's a question of eagerness. I was today reflecting about this. Gaurahari and me were in the airplane and we tried to chant good rounds, but because, you know, that's not the ideal circumstance, and you can't hear yourself very well because of the loud noise. At least I chanted very absent-minded rounds. Gaurahari, I think, was chanting quite good as far as I could witness. But I was chanting absent-minded rounds, and I was thinking, if I would be just be more eager for Krishna, if I would know when I go to Durham rally, I would get nothing to eat and I would starve to death, and this is my last chance to chant rounds, then I would chant very eagerly, you know. Or if someone is there and he knows he has to go to a dramatic surgery in Durham, Rally, or what is it, Rally Durham, you know, he would come with a totally different mindset there and chant better. But we, our mindset is often so ordinary. Therefore, we are not eager. I want to say, if you want to chant good rounds, you have to do something about your mindset, your inner climate, so to say. Or to say it in a simple word, you all know your Krishna consciousness. You have to be conscious of Krishna and really be eager for him. Then it's easy to chant and you won't stop. But because other things come into our mind, you're not so eager. Tomorrow, in the next week, we will hear about framing, making the proper frame for proper kirtan. Yes, Krishna. Prabhu, please speak.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj, I have a question.
Yes.
Talking about the...
But you don't have the microphone, unfortunately. But another devotee has the microphone. First, this devotee already speaks. Yes, no problem. Yes.
Thank you. Maharaj, you had said that sometimes Krishna, by his own will withdraw himself from our consciousness in an attempt to make us hanker more or long more. And sometimes I wonder, could it be the case that that's not Krishna's plan? It's really something we have done to chase Krishna away. So therefore we get the same effect of Krishna being distant from us. Should we try to distinguish whether it's Krishna's will or our fault? And should our approach be any different, or do we just do the same thing in either case?
Have you heard the question? Have you paid attention and understood the question? Or should I repeat? No need. It is a very good question. In Harinam Chintamani, the question is answered. It is said that when we chant, the holy name may be there, but we don't perceive it we don't perceive Krishna because of our own offenses. And Arjuna Sankhya gives the example. Anadas and Aparadas are like clouds which cover the sun. The sun is there, but when there are clouds before the sun, we won't be able to see it. So when a devotee chants and he feels Krishna is not there, it is mostly because of his aparadas and offenses which cover him, so that he can't see the pure sun of Krishna's name. This is most safe to assume. That it is the devotee that all the thing. I am a fallen soul, and by this humble attitude, or let us say by this attitude, Krishna is pleased.
I want to read you a text from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Where this is very nicely highlighted, how sometimes devotees ask, but why does Krishna move away when we do offenses? Why doesn't he just keep himself there? And there is a very nice reason. Those souls who worship me through Naam Kirtan, it means they do Kirtan of the holy name, and other means I do not respond, I'm not there, in order to make their worship more perfect. Not seeing me, those souls develop deep humility, feeling, alas, alas, everything I have done so far has been useless, because I am such an offender. Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor toward me. Let me be damned. By constantly thinking in this way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger and awaken pure devotion full of power and brilliance. So you should think, yes, because I'm such an offender, Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor to me. And this feeling will burn away these causes for these unfortunate clouds that you develop.
Aditi Narayan, I'm thinking of the time factor. It's already scandalously late for North Carolina. Isn't it?
Can we just get one more?
Maybe one last question we should take.
Hare
Krishna Prabhu.
So first I'd like to thank you so much for nice kirtan and the talk. My question, you talked about the first key to connect. And I'm trying to understand that when I'm in kirtan, what are the indicators, for example, 1, 2, 3, which I should can think of, and then I can check myself if I'm connected or not connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's I like to know 1, 2, 3, a couple of them kind of tests, so I can figure out myself how long and when I'm connected and disconnected.
Number one, check, are you singing? No, I'm serious. I know you. Why? Many don't, they stop singing. I have seen with my own eyes, many. Oops! All of a sudden, it's not because somebody. Number two, check: are you singing with a present mind? Are you hearing the holy name, or are you singing and your mind is not connected? So the second. Are you concentrated on the sound vibration of the holy name? Do you give the sound proper oral reception? The word of Prabhupada. Do you hear the holy name? And this means you should be able to hear yourself singing. It's very important to hear yourself singing. Therefore, it is sometimes important that those who play thunderous instruments play in a way that everyone can still hear themselves. That's the first instruction in a good kirtan school, that the instruments must always be in, it must have this, the right relationship to the singing. It cannot be too loud, the instrument, nor can they be too soft. You must just be supported and carrying together. Third thing, check your heart. What we mean with heart is your devotional Krishna conscious feeling. Are you thinking of Krishna? Sometimes it's difficult to think of Krishna, and it's sometimes also not advice we should hear, but do you, is this a Krishna conscious activities, or do you look at the people before you and think of them, or of the kirtan leaders and their interesting rhythms or hairstyles or whatever you can think. You must be connected with Krishna. Therefore it's very good to sit before a deity. And in the kirtan melas and also 24-hour kirtan, we always like to sit and to have the kirtan leaders sitting before the deities, and everyone looks towards the deities, so that there's Krishna in the center. And because that's the idea of kirtan. Not the kirtan leader is praised, but Krishna is praised. It's Krishna kirtan, not Super Kirtan, Star Kirtan, you know, Krishna Kirtan is called. So, yes, these are 1, 2, 3. Are you singing? Is your mind concentrated? In other words, do you hear the Hare Krishna mantra? And third is, are you focused on Krishna in some way? Thank you very much, Prabhu. This is very nice. Prabhu has asked a very important question. Thank you. So we will end here. We will request Amala Harinam to maybe we sing. Will the deities open one more time?
8:30, yes.
8:30 is it?
10 minutes.
In 10 minutes. We can already sit. Thank you so much. Try to come tomorrow. Well, Aditi Nara, you want to say something?
Hare Krishna.